Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Erevin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher defines Rezivug Hagon B'Karov Mamish. Now Mishnah Vav tells us, Ketzad Mishtatvim B'Mavoy, how do we do a Sheitufei Muvayis? So here's the practical step-by-step. Meniechas Achaves, a person could take a barrel, it could be a barrel of wine or oil or some other food, he places it down, V'Aymer and he says, Harei Zoy L'Chol B'nei HaMavoy, this food is for all the people in the Mavoy, as opposed to Erech Hatzeres, that we said everyone has to join in by giving their own bread, they have to give it, and it has to be bread. By Shitufei Muvayis, we're more makel, and we say that not only does bread not have to be used, we could also have one person placing this food down, and he's just mezakeh it to everyone else. He's makne this food to all the people in the Mavoy. As the Mishnah says, mezakeh lohen al yedei benayu bitei agdalim, he can be mezakeh this food to everyone in the Mavoy through his older son or daughter, they're above bar bas mitzvah, so they can make a kinyan for somebody else, by the avdei v'shivchas ha'evrim, or through his Jewish servant and maidservant, by the ishtor, through his wife. Aval ein mezakeh, he's not allowed to be makneh to them, lo'yadei b'nayu b'tei ktanim, not through his son or daughter that are under bar bas mitzvah, v'lo'yo de avdei v'shivchas ha'knanim, and not through his non-Jewish servant and maidservant, why? Mipnei she'yadon ki'yadai, because their yad is like his yad. When they do something, it's like him doing it. So therefore we need someone external from him, someone who's considered to have their own yad, their own ability for kinyan, to be zaych in this shitof for everyone else in the Mavoi. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah tells us, Nizmata Oichel. Let's say this food got diminished, meaning it dropped to being lower than the minimum shear. And the next Mishnah, we're going to talk about what the minimum shear is. But whatever the minimum shear is, the food now dropped to being less than that shear. So Maisef, he can just add on, Umezaka, and he can Umezaka to them, Ve'ein Sarch Leidia. He doesn't have to tell them that he added food. That's because they already agreed to be part of the shitof. And once they agreed to be part of the shitof, they don't have to know of all the updates. If there was something wrong with it and he fixed it, he does not have to notify them. However, nitaisfu aleihem, some add in the word diurim, meaning let's say people now were added to the mavoi, a whole bunch of more people moved in, and that's the reason why there's not enough food, because now there's more people here. Maisefu mezake v'tzarech leidia, he could add on to the food and be mezake to them. However, he has to tell them that he did this for them, because these new people had never joined in the original shitof, so now that they're initially joining in, he has to let them know, hey guys, I added food to the shitof for you. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.